Welcome to Diverse City 2.0, Auckland's multicultural communities. In this podcast, you'll hear migrant voices share their first impressions on arriving in Aotearoa, New Zealand, their struggles with cultural differences, and the importance of safe spaces and finding a community to preserve and celebrate cultural practices. Voices have been drawn from Auckland Library's oral history and sound heritage collections. In this track, we hear from Boaz Habib, a committee member of Waitakere Ethnic Board. He talks about his migrant experience arriving as a teenager in 1995, after growing up in Dubai and Pakistan, where he was born. He talks about his first home, facing discrimination, and how meeting a diaspora of students from various ethnicities was important for him. This interview was conducted in 2014 by Smita Biswas as part of the Waitakere Ethnic Board collection.
Is this the right choice?
Did you know anybody here, or did you just come and settle by yourself? Did you know any friends or family here?
Technically speaking, not really. We did know a few people who one person in particular who came to meet us. He was also a Pakistani, and happened to know we were coming. And my understanding is that his parents and my parents' relatives knew each other. So there was a good opportunity to get to know someone here. But wow, it was a completely different world when we came here. Just the way shops closed at 5, whereas in Dubai we were open till 11, 12, and even then everyone was still walking around. People actually started shopping after finishing work there. And here, where do we get our food from? It's closed, everything's closed. But because we were coming from Dubai, I would think what we really enjoyed was the lack of any sand or grit in the air, and we could see the sky quite clearly, which was quite nice to experience. Anyway, we really liked the landscape, and we really liked what we had to see. But
where
at
did
the same
you settle
time,
down? First house.
First house was in Oraki, Coupe Street.
Okay.
And then we...
And how different was it from your palatial place in Dubai or Pakistan?
Oh, worlds apart. There was a Maori family right next to us. Very friendly, but at the same time, they were very inquisitive. Because I guess they hadn't seen us before, people like us before, quote unquote. And so questions, where are you from? Why have you come here? And what do you do? And that was a very interesting experience, because we were kind of asking the same questions to them. And learning about their ways, and first time tasting what a hangi was, and appreciating their appetites. And just their way and lifestyle. We didn't really know what was good or bad at that time, and we just took face value, everything at face value at that stage. So I particularly remember we would see a lady walking in the sari, which is the Indian and Pakistani traditional dress, and we were getting excited and saying to mom, oh, look, mom, you know, someone we can probably talk to. You can talk to. And that was... That was the state then. Of course, now it's not like that at all. So I guess that would have been a lady from Fiji, because there were hardly any Indians at that time as well. Very few people, very quiet.
Which school did you go to? Or did you go to uni straight?
Yeah, that's quite interesting. I attended Selwyn College first.
Selwyn College.
Which was about half an hour walking distance away. That was another experience.
What was the experience?
School kids, again, asking where you're from and, you know, asking all sorts of questions about my origin and, which is natural. I can understand that.
Were they welcoming? Were they friendly?
Yes, and to some extent, no. They were all very welcoming. I mean, if I compare it to how things would be in Pakistan or Dubai, it would be very different. There, they would actually welcome you to their house. They wouldn't ask that many questions around the ethnicity, etc. But here, I was quite intrigued to find out that there was quite a bit of that sentiment because of the fact that we hadn't had that many immigrants at that stage in New Zealand.
Yep.
But at the same time, once they got to know you and once you were genuine about and quite strong in your stance that this is who I am, accept me, or, you know, I'm just going to carry on doing this, guys. Mm. They did come to appreciate you for who you were after some time, but not without the general baggage of questions associated with it, mm-hmm. to keep questioning the way you were doing things.
Mm-hmm. What about teachers? Did they help you settle down? Or?
Teachers were good. Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. They one or two did ask, so where are you from, etc. Mm. And I boiled all of those down to general inquisitive questions. And
do you remember any bad experience or what you would call as discriminatory or bullying or that kind of experience just
yeah.
because of your of your ethnicity?
Yes, but being me and being my brothers being my brothers, we were, my brothers faced a lot of experiences as well. So it was us three who used to go to school and we would share our experiences afterwards.
Were they younger than you?
Yeah,
your
2 years younger.
Yep.
2 years younger than me, but at the same time, I think they experienced it at a much lower level, at form 3 or 4, whereas I straight up went into form 6. And so I wasn't in school for that long, and I straight away went to university after a couple of years at schooling. But they were in school for a lot longer. I think it also depended on which school you went to. So we went to Henderson High for some time.
Mm-hmm.
It was a good experience as well. And then they went to Liston College afterwards.
Liston.
Mm.
But you went to Selwyn College, if I heard it right.
And then we shifted to Henderson, so I changed
Henderson.
Schools again.
Okay.
And we had our own group of friends everywhere we went, so we were quite safe.
Yeah, and these friends were Kiwi, Indians, other people?
I was quite fortunate to have a mixed group of friends, and quite a few Kiwis, one or two Europeans. It was very interesting to hear what the European friends had to say about Kiwis as well, as to how weird they are in comparison to how they would experience things in Europe. And I probably agree with that myself, because this particular friend of mine who was from Serbia, we shared a lot of things in common, and we had a lot of experiences, and we agreed on a lot of things.
Tell me about some of these experiences.
This guy, he was never impressed with the Kiwi way of things, and in terms of living out lifestyles and just behaving.
Mm.
Things would be much different, for example, with interacting with your parents, interacting with the adults, interacting with other children in Europe, and that's quite different here. Things are a lot more independent here. People call you by name, etc.
Yeah.
So there were a lot of cultural things that were quite similar, and we shared quite a bit. Maybe he was an immigrant, I was an immigrant, so we had a lot to talk about. So tell
me something about some of the discrimination or experiences that you and your brothers faced,
so
which really has left an impact on your mind.
Yeah, it is sad to say, but there were quite a few incidences where we were told to go back to our country, or people confused us with Indians, and which is fine. We took that as a compliment at some stage, but calling us Gandhi boys, there you go. And I remember one particular incident where my brothers are actually quite well built, and they were arm wrestling with the Maoris and the Samoan boys, and they were beating all of them down, and they were all quite shell-shocked as to how can, it's Gandhi power. That's what it is. So anyway, so this is one of an example where we could talk about these sorts of discriminations, but they just could not accept that someone coming from outside could actually be better.
Yes. And so this was, we were talking about around 2000?
Before 2000.
Okay. So
1995, 6, 7.
Yeah.
And I think in a similar situation where I was actually doing quite well in academically, that was a bit of a surprise for teachers as well. And they were impressed, but at the same time, they would question a lot as to how do I do this and that. And but anyway, it was a lot more subdued.
You've been listening to Auckland Libraries podcast. You can find further information on our SoundCloud page or see the Auckland Libraries website. Diversity 2.0 is also on exhibition at Level 2 of Auckland Central City Library from Monday, 15th of April to the 31st of May, 2024. Join us in learning about migrant and diaspora collectives such as Sur Collective, Auntie's House, and Black Creatives Aotearoa, alongside the distinctive work of the artist and photographer Diego Barbosa. For more information on the exhibition and interactive activities, go to our offline.